Hey, today on the Contractor Fight, you're going to hear the audio of a video that I recorded for Contractor Fight TV over on YouTube. Just thought I'd run the mic here and we'd kind of do double duty here. Had some technical issues and things like that. Hopefully we'll get those edited out. Battery died and I said some things I probably shouldn't have said, whatever. But anyway, guys, here, the whole point here is to help you be more equipped and take control of your business and to bring dignity back to what we're doing. Because so many times we stand in front of a customer and you give them a $20,000 proposal and they go, well, if you can meet our budget of 12 grand, we'll give you the job. And then we cave or we don't know how to handle it. And so today I'm going to talk about three ways that will help you take more control of your business so that you are not at the mercy of that customer who says to you, if you can meet our budget, we'll go ahead and give you the job. And make sure you head to thecontractorfight.com. Check out a bunch of stuff that we have going on there. And if this show has helped you in any way, shape, or form, do two things for me. Go to iTunes and give us a review. And secondly, share it with another contractor who needs to pull their head out of their ass. So without further ado, here's our Contractor Fight TV audio recording, whatever the heck I'm trying to say here. Hey, welcome, homies, to Contractor Fight TV. Today, I want to talk about a topic of something that's happened to me hundreds of times through the years. I know it happens to contractors all the time because I still hear it. I still get messages and emails and texts from all you homies out there with this situation or something very similar. And here's what it is. You ever been in this situation where, and this is so funny yet it's sad at the same time, where a prospective client will say to you, hey, if you can meet our budget, we'll go ahead and let you do the job. Okay? It's like, and you're like, well, I'm not sure this is how this is supposed to work, because I just gave you a proposal for 20 grand, and you're telling me if I meet your $12,000 budget, I can do the job? Seriously? Thanks, man. It's like we're that little kid. Gee, mister, really? Do you think I could come along with you on the trip? Okay? Like, it's ridiculous how frickin' often we are at the mercy of a prospective customer with this whole, if you meet our budget thing, we'll let you come do the job at our house. And it amps me up, it pisses me off, all right? Because the root issue here is that we're giving our control away as a contractor, all right? See, I don't go into the Mac store and go, hey, I want your top of the line, kick-ass machine, you know, with all the fancy bells and whistles. And if you can meet the budget that I have, I'm going to let you sell it to me. Guys, I don't go order the steak and say, hey, I want the steak and I want this and I want this and I want this. But hey, if you guys, you know, meet my budget, I'm going to go ahead and let you feed me and I'm going to give you that money. See, it doesn't work that way because Mac and BMW and the restaurants and all these other things, they have taken control of this process. Yet as contractors, we have for years, for decades, we've given away our control. And that's why the average consumer thinks that they can play frickin' games with us, all right, this whole budget game. Because at the end of the day, your average consumer doesn't believe that you know dick about your numbers, okay? They don't believe you know shit about what it takes to run a business. And so they throw this shit out there. They read an article in Angie's List of how to beat the shit out of four different contractors today and all these other stupid articles that are out there. Okay, because they're all coming from the point of view that contractors are screwing you, contractors are stupid, they don't know their math, and this is why we've been telling people to go to college for the last 50 years instead of going into the trades, which is a whole nother damn video. I'm going off track here. Gosh darn it, guys, here's the deal. All right, I don't go into Mac and get my way because I'm not in control. They're in control. It's that simple. See, they say to the client, hey, no, you meet our budget or you're not our customer. Okay, go buy another computer. So, I want to share three ways with you guys that you can take control and be the one saying, hey, if you meet my budget, then I think we're going to be a good fit. Otherwise, hasta la cuervo, pasta de noche, and all those other farewell sayings in Spanish that I know. All right. So number one, You must know your dang numbers. You got to know your numbers. In fact, it's so important, I'm going to draw a dollar sign behind me. You got to know your numbers. If you don't know the numbers in your business, you have no confidence, okay? In order to take control of the sales process and all these other things, you have to have that confidence. You got to know your math, okay? Like I said, when you know your math, you're confident. When you're confident in your numbers, you can also get creative. You can offer different pricing options for different budgets and all that other crap. But sadly, most contractors, we don't know our numbers, and the average consumer knows it. Why? Because you failed to do the second thing here that I'm going to talk about, and that's build a brand. Actually, you've built a brand, but you've built a brand that you're just a, you know, dirty, smelly, late, non-communicating, non-math-knowing contractor. Okay, that's the perception that most of us put out, right? Because we pull up in our van, because we don't want to letter our van. We want to go incognito because I don't want anyone to know who I am, or I don't want to spend the $2,500 to wrap my van. So then we have this unmarked van that leaks frickin' oil. We get out of our truck, blow a booger out of our nose, wipe our hand, and go knock on the door. I've seen it happen 1,000 times. Okay. Oh, and we're late, or we're the guy smoking a cigarette, and you flick it out in the person's yard before you knock on the door. That's a good one. Guys, you're building a brand, and the brand that you're building says, I'm a piece of shit and you can take advantage of me. That I don't know my math. I barely found your house because, oh my God, I couldn't figure out which of my shoes went on which foot because I'm just a contractor. Guys, that's the message that we're sending to the world in most cases, which is why 90% of contractors are freaking broke. It's why right now, as I record this November 19th, 2018, that's why the majority of contractors right now are shitting themselves because they don't have any work on the calendar. And they're wondering how they're going to pay their bills. And it's because they failed to build a brand that communicates trust. There is safety in a brand. I want you to look at it this way. If I'm traveling down a road, here's my road. Isn't that a good road? I'm traveling this way on the road. And I'm going to a city. Here's my little city, right? Woo, I'm a good artist. Okay, there's my city. And it's a place that I've never been before. I'm unfamiliar with it. All right? And I come across two chicken restaurants. One's Tom's Chicken. The other is Chick-fil-A. And I'm in an unfamiliar land. I'm on a road I'm not real familiar with. I'm not sure exactly where I'm going because I don't go here every day. 9 out of 10 people, and this guy 100% of the time, ain't going to this place called Tom's Chicken. I'm going to Chick-fil-A because there's safety in a brand. Okay? I got to know the brand. I get to like the brand. I get to trust the brand so the brand gets my money. You have to be visible. If you're not visible, you will never get to the point of trust with people. And if you don't get to the point of trust, you're going to continue to lose out on opportunities to your competitors that may not be as good as you in the craft that you do, in the service that you do, and all those other things, but because they're highly visible, they're getting the work and you are not. Guys, you have to build a brand. See, your customers, let's say this city here on the board behind me. Say the destination is new hardwood floors, right? They want new hardwood floors over here. That's their destination. That's where they're going. This is the road they're on. This is unfamiliar territory. They don't travel down this road every day. They don't live in this city like you do as a hardwood contractor every day. So to the client, this is an unfamiliar place, all right? But the more visible you are, the more your trucks are lettered up and the door hangers are out and you're all over social media and your website is kick-ass and you're sponsoring things in the community, you're building relationships in the community, all right, and on and on and on and on, you've built a brand. Now they can know you and be at least familiar with it. Oh, yeah, okay, I not know these guys, but I've seen them around. I can't tell you how many jobs we've sold through the years because people had just seen us around for years. And you guys that have been in business a long time know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, I drove by your place you know, for the last 13 years, and now it's finally time for us to do this thing. So we thought we'd call you because you'd been around. See, because you built a brand. So number one, guys, you got to know your numbers. Number two, you got to build that brand like I just talked about. All right. When you're known, people will trust you. Okay. And the third thing, I got to take a sip of coffee for this one because I'm about to get amped up. That's still really hot, by the way. Wow. Hotter than I thought I was going to be. All right. If you want to stop hearing from people, being at the mercy of everybody, if you meet our budget, we'll let you do the job. Oh, gee, really, Mr. Thanks, because I can't eat this week and I really need the work. Okay. If you don't want to be that little kid anymore at the mercy of all the big kids and all the bully consumers that are out there, then you got to be committed to getting leads. Be committed to marketing your business. Here's the deal. Sales, money coming into the business is oxygen. It's that simple. Okay? If I grab you and I hold your head under the water for 10 seconds, you're like, okay, this sucks. We get to 20 seconds, you're like, this is really starting to suck. We get up over a minute, minute 20, minute 25, minute 32. You're now fighting for your life, unless you're used to being underwater for long times. All right? You're desperate for oxygen. See, that's what sales is. You have to be committed to breathing every day, and you cannot get air for your business unless you have leads. Yet, sadly, most contractors don't spend enough time, don't spend enough money on marketing their business and on sales activities. So then when you get into that situation where the customer says, if you meet our budget, we'll go ahead and let you do the job, you're like, okay, I'll do it. And then you take on a job you shouldn't take on for way cheaper than you should be doing it for because you're freaking desperate. So if you don't want to be desperate, if you don't want to be that guy anymore, you got to do exactly what I'm going to tell you here. Right here it is. Look, let's just take 5 days of the week. 2, 3, 4, 5. Monday through Friday. We'll just call it those five boxes. Monday through Friday. Here's the secret. It's not even a secret. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. That's 80% of your time should be on marketing the business and selling. That leaves 20% of the time, 1 day for other shit. Oh, but Tom, I got to work in the field. Tom, I got this office stuff to do. I got to train this new guy. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. You do. But you know what? None of that happens. None of that matters if you don't have enough leads. And if you are not spending 80% of your time as a business owner guiding the marketing and the sales of your business, guiding. Some of you own companies that have more people and it's more than a guy or two. Okay, so it doesn't mean you're doing all this yourself. But if you are not highly committed in your time, 80% of it, to building the type of company that is visible, that has enough leads coming into the business, you are going to suffocate. And then when you're suffocating, you are at the mercy of that guy who says, meet my budget or you don't get the job. Okay, mister. It's ridiculous. It's self-imposed. Shit pisses me off. See, when you have more leads and you focus the time and the money, when you have more leads, you're going to have confidence. You'll have momentum. So when that dude comes to you and says, hey, meet our budget or you don't get the job, you go, hey, check this out. Come here, man. Come here, real close. Suck it. Okay? That's exactly what you can say in your head, of course. Don't say that to the person. You know I'm kidding here. It's for effect, right? But in your mind, you're like, suck it. All right? Dakota's laughing behind the. You can laugh out loud. It's okay. There you go. All right. Guys, far too many of us are desperate, and we can't give that mental suck it to certain people because our phone ain't ringing enough, and our phone ain't ringing enough because you ain't been listening to me for the last 6 or 7 years where every fucking year, yeah, I said it, every year at this time, y'all are crying poor. My phone ain't ringing. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. My wife doesn't respect me because I can't support us anymore and all this other crap. And it's self-imposed because you're spent, you're flipped. You're spending barely 20% of your fucking time marketing your business. And you're spending a shitload of other time obsessing over the fucking saw blade you're going to use. God bless it, people. It's like walking, it's like me walking over to the door. Okay, turn the camera. That's about as smart as me walking over the door, sticking my junk in the door and going, bam, 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 over and over. That's how stupid we are when it comes to how we spend our time marketing our damn businesses. And we wonder why we're broke. We wonder why contractors only make $50,000 to $60,000 fucking dollars a year. You're doing it to yourself, damn it. All right, now let me also be clear. Your consumers, the customers that I'm ripping on right now, are not bad people. I don't believe they wake up every day going, I'm going to fuck a contractor over today. What I do believe, though, is we're not giving them anything that's worthy of respect. Because we don't know our damn math, so we have no confidence in our numbers. We don't build a brand, so they don't know who we are, and that takes trust away. And then when we stand in front of them, we're desperate because we don't have enough leads coming into the business. We don't have enough opportunities coming into the business. Be somebody worthy of respect. The average consumer is dying for a contractor to not be a dipshit. Now listen, you could be a really good dude, all right, and all this other stuff, but you can still be a dipshit because you don't know your math. Because like I said before, instead of obsessing 80% of your time on the things that matter in your business, like knowing your numbers, building your brand, marketing your business, and all the things that are going to lead to leads and sales, you're dicking around on Facebook forums and groups, whining and complaining about, you know, the nobody in my area will ever pay good money for this or whatever. I don't want to go down that road right now. Guys, here's the thing. The contractor fight exists solely to bring respect back to the trades. That's what I'm about. That's what my team is about. But if we're not going to take the time to know our numbers, if we're not going to take the time to take advantage of the things that we have at our disposal to build our brand, it is cheaper than ever. With this little box that I have right here, did you know I have all the information in the world here? I can communicate with anybody in the world with this stupid little box in my hand that lights up. And I can brand myself. I can build my brand for virtually free. So those of you that go, I don't have the money to brand my business. Oh, bullshit. You certainly do. Okay? Yeah, you might have to sell a testicle for $500 to have enough money to get a logo done or something. Whatever you got to do, do that for your corporate identity and spend some money with that stuff. But guys, you have everything you need to brand yourself. Take that camera out, right? And shoot a video. Shoot some pictures of your team going, hey, this is what I love about my team. Man, I walk into the job site and I just see the care that they're doing this thing with, right? Or there's so many things. There's so many guys who are doing a good job of this, fellas. All right? Okay, so don't give me this crap. You don't have the time or the money to build your brand. You have the time. Please start being fanatical. Please start obsessing with getting the phone to ring. All right? Check this out. Should you get organic leads for your business that you don't pay for, like word of mouth and all that other crap? You put your website up and it's optimized good, so you know somebody calls you. Yes. Yes, you should get those leads, but guess what? You should also pay for leads too. I don't care how the leads are coming in. In fact, I just did an interview on the Contractor Fight podcast. As of right now, we're recording this. It's not up yet. It's with Tommy Mello. Tommy owns a $30 million plus garage door company. And one of the things that we talked about was that contractors are too judgmental of the lead sources that they have in their business. All right. So, you know, they might say, hey, Home Advisor sucks. I never get shit off a Home Advisor, yet they don't track their leads. or they don't have a process in place to field the home advisor leads or whatever they are. So stop being emotional about stuff. Just because you got a shit lead from one of these lead sources, you ever gotten a shit lead that was a referral? I have. Okay, stop making emotional judgments on how you're getting your leads, especially if you ain't tracking them. See, if I know if I'm going to spend a dollar on something and it's going to bring me 10, I'm going to keep spending a dollar on that thing without judgment. Now, I'm not saying put all of your marketing hope into third-party, you know, sources. I believe that you should be the hub, right? Here's your website and all these other things. Okay, all these other lead sources, relationships, and Home Advisor, and Angie's List, and Thumbtack, and you know, networking groups, and door knocking, or whatever the heck it is. They should all feed into you. You're the center of the business, right? You should be driving everybody back there, collecting their data, and all this other garbage. But guys, so many of you are struggling right now because you are making judgments about lead sources. All right. And then because you make those judgments, you're not investing the time, the resources, the talents that you have on your team in a dedicated manner to make sure that you're capitalizing on those things that you're spending your time and money on. Okay? Be fanatically obsessed with getting your phone to ring. Spend 80% of your time. Okay? Listen, I believe it's a lot easier to find guys to work in the field than it is to find work. I truly believe that. Okay? Especially if you're a younger business, especially if you're newer, you're one or two people in your company, man, get your ass out of the field and market the shit out of your business until you're 2 to 3 months booked out. All right? Fill your calendar. That's going to keep you from being at the mercy of these customers that tell you you got to meet their budget. Guys, I've been there. All right, I know I get fired up about this, but I'm tired of seeing good men and women who are working in the trades being honorable, not having a damn thing to show for it after 20 years of being in business. Like financially, yeah, they might have more work and some stuff like that, but guess what? I see so many people that have been at this for so long because they haven't taken control of a couple of these things. They haven't controlled the things that they can control. And after 20 years, they wake up and they're like, yeah, the amounts of money I bring in are a little bigger, but so are my problems and so is the debt and all this other stuff because they really haven't taken control and it's self-induced and it's fixable. Okay? Stop stealing from yourself. Stop stealing from your family. Build the type of business that is worthy of respect. And it starts with what's between our ears right here, and that's number one. Man, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it on my terms because I'm worth it. Because I know the value that I'm bringing my clients. I know that when that guy says, yeah, that $20,000 bid, I want you to do it for $12,000. You could look at him respectfully and say, you know what? I wish I could hit every budget, but I can't. And if I take any shortcuts, you're not going to get what you want. And I'm not going to be in business long enough to stand behind the work. And that's no good for either one of us. What do you think our next move is here? See, there's a confidence there. Because I've controlled the things that I know to control. And there's not a desperation because I know that I'm building a brand and I know that my phone's ringing enough because I'm spending my time and money and resources on marketing my business. So I'm not desperate. All right. So today was a little whirlwind. Okay. I was all over a little bit here because I get so passionate about this. Guys, take control of your business. Fight the fight. Okay. Don't give away your control. You go take it back. It starts with your numbers, starts with building the brand and marketing your business. You do those things, and I promise you, you're going to be more equipped to fight the fight. So do me a favor. Head to thecontractorfight.com. All right, we got a lot of free stuff there to help you grow your business, access to a bunch of things that we have going on, and I'd love for you to be a part of what we have going on there. So head to thecontractorfight.com, and we will see you next time on Contractor Fight TV.